I used to think that you could say anything you wanted to and you could call it an opinion because it was your personal belief. But after reading the article on critical thinking skills, I've realized this isn't true. That a formation of an opinion should be based upon evidence, and a lot of evidence, thoughtful analysis, and individual responsibility, which means that you have to take responsibility for your opinion and make it as close to fact as you possibly can. I realize now that opinions have to be based off of a lot of research, and you can't just go around saying whatever you like, calling it your opinion, because there's no truth in that, and you don't know if anything you're saying is correct. In order to form an opinion, you have to use critical thinking skills, and critical thinking skills are obviously part of the problem-solving method. To use your critical thinking skills to form an opinion, you have to gather as much information as you can. You have to think about how to interpret the information you find by the analysis that you do to form your opinion. You have to include all evidence towards your opinion, because if you leave something out, it could prove your opinion wrong, even one little piece of information. And you have to be responsible for your opinions and know that you researched it, so it's mostly true as far as you know. You have to be responsible for your opinion because other people are going to use your opinion to base their opinions, and you'd be spreading on a whole line of information that wasn't correct if you didn't do any research. If you found information that proved your opinion to be wrong, you'd have to change it to make it right again. A scientist's job is to observe events, and from events they look for patterns. The patterns help develop into the fundamental principles in physics. From these fundamental principles, we are able to make accurate predictions as to the solution of problems that we were later run into. This is why I think that people that have formal training in physics problem-solving methods will be more successful in life, because physics is the fundamental science, and it deals with the most basic concepts in science. Physics starts and leads to chemistry, to biology, psychology, and then on to sociology, so physics is the first step. Each step after this is more complex. When you're reading a physics book, you train yourself to see the world without the organizational structures of biological or psychological objects. So physics teaches you to start from the very beginning of a problem. You forget all the complexity of the problem and you start from just the basics. The problem-solving method guides our thinking processes. So we learn the problem-solving method, and then you can use that to base the basis of your next problems that you're going to solve. We're constantly required to solve problems in life, and the better trained you are, you can get a better solution and you have more accurate predictions. People that have training in physics problem-solving methods learn the fundamental structure to solving problems, in which they can apply to every problem in life. They have to learn the premise of the problem as the first step, and then they are able to visualize the problem. Diagramming is the most important part, and that's the first thing you do to solve a problem. Diagramming helps people because if they don't understand a problem, someone else can diagram it to show you what they see in the problem. Then in the problem-solving method comes the reasoning. Reasoning comes after the diagram. You have to reason as to why you're drawing the diagram like that and to further move on in the problem-solving. After we've done all of this in our problem, we research all of the fundamental principles that we already know in physics and pick one that applies to this problem, and that's how you find the solution. The solution is the prediction of further events. So people that have training to do this can use this method applied to every problem in life. People that don't have training to do this aren't going to know the start of the problem. They're not even going to know where to start with a diagram. So they're not going to know how to continually get through the problem as easy as someone that already had training would. In my experience with people and their opinions, I've run into many people that have wrong opinions, and now that I know this, I'm going to tell them that their opinion can be wrong, and people just can't go around talking about their opinions and have it be whatever they want it to be. Most recently, my boss at work wanted me to come in and cover a shift when it was when I was meeting with my physics group. Monday is at 6 every week. Too bad we never get pizza. I think we should start doing that, actually. I'm going to tell Josh to order a pizza next time. Anyway, he wanted to miss our physics group meeting, and obviously I can't do this because the physics group meetings is the most important meeting when we're doing our diagramming and reasoning and problem-solving methods for our homework, and then it shows on our test, so I have to be there. So of course I told him that I couldn't cover the shift, and he came back with, he had never taken physics, and he owned a $3 million corporation, so it obviously doesn't do anyone any good. I knew right away that his opinion was wrong, because maybe it's good enough for him to own a restaurant, which, by the way, is an Outback franchise, so it wasn't even an original idea, and that was just a horrible opinion to have stated. But I have higher standards for myself in life, and many of the people in our physics class do as well. They want to be doctors, kinesiologists, neurologists, physical therapists, and these are people that will use physics, and they'll use physics every day. So my boss was talking about his own personal experience and referring to only himself. He wasn't including anyone else in that opinion, and that's why his opinion was wrong. And next time he says something like that, I'm going to tell him, and maybe I'll quit.